From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. Jim Fitzgerald is reporting for the Associated Press. Federal regulators ruled Tuesday, October 28th, a sleep-deprived engineer was the cause of a derailment last year that killed four people and injured more than 70. The National Transportation Board said William Rockefeller of Germantown nodded off at the controls of a commuter train that just before taking a 30-mile-per-hour curve at 82 miles per hour last December. Rockefeller's sleepiness was due to a combination of an undiagnosed disorder and a drastic shift in his work schedule, the National Transportation Safety Board said. It said the railroad lacked a policy to screen engineers for sleep disorders, which also contributed to the crash. The NTSB also said a system that would have automatically applied the brakes would have prevented the crash. The board also issued rulings on four other Metro-North accidents that occurred in New York and Connecticut in 2013 and 2014, repeatedly finding fault with the railroad. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said the report revealed, quote, a horror house of negligence resulting in injury, mayhem, and death, unquote. Metro-North is the second largest commuter rail line in the country. It carried more than 83 million riders between New York City and its suburbs last year. Read the full Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, a Jonathan Soros-funded super PAC has begun airing its second commercial in the 46th Senate District. The ad accuses Republican challenger George Amador of taking cash from corporate special interests, then voting to help big corporations. New York Friends of Democracy debuted Swamp Tuesday, October 28th. The spot will run through Election Day. Amador campaign spokeswoman Eileen Miller said billionaires from New York City are trying to buy the seat for incumbent Cecilia F. Kacik. Republicans have said the first-term senator votes with New York City lawmakers nearly 100% of the time. Soros is the son of billionaire financier George Soros and is a co-founder of Friends of Democracy. Kacik was criticized for the money that was put into her campaign by Friends of Democracy during the 2012 election cycle. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins will be at the Swallow Coffee Shop in Hudson from 5 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 29th, according to his campaign page. Swallow is at 433 Warren Street. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Smart Schools Commission, Monday, October 27th, released its report on how the $2 billion Smart Schools Bond Act should be spent. That bond is one of three proposals on the ballot November 4th. The act would permit the state to borrow for schools, primarily spending the money on short-term needs like electronic equipment such as whiteboards, computer servers, and laptop and tablet computers. Opponents of the proposal suggest that money might be better spent on something other than technology, which could soon be obsolete after it is purchased. Among the panel's key findings, recommendations to embrace and expand online learning, utilize tablets, laptops, and interactive whiteboards in the classroom, to connect every school to high-speed broadband, and to provide high-quality, continuous professional development to teachers, administrators, and staff. The governor's office has provided an online calculator of how much each individual school district would be eligible to receive under the act. The awards to districts in Greene and Columbia counties vary from a high award of $1.7 million to the Hudson City School District to a low of $148,000 for Wyndham Ashland Jewett. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Looking at the local weather forecast, today showers are likely mainly before noon, cloudy with a high near 64. The chance of precipitation is 60%, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 55. Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 35. Friday partly sunny with a high near 53. Friday night a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And Saturday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 46, and Saturday night, a chance of showers and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunrise today was at 7:25 a.m., and sunset today is at 5:52 p.m., with the length of the day being 10 hours and 26 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fifth Wednesday of the month, and WGXC is just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The only meeting that we have is the Catskill Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the high school, 341 Main Street in Catskill, 943-4696. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.